should you guys feel about being 3-1 at this point?
I think pretty good. I think that we know we can get better too, which is nice. So we won 3 games, and we know there's room for improvement. So that's, I think, a good spot to be in.
Trevor, have you been surprised at all that teams are so committed to keeping Demarius and Manuel from getting back?
Not really. I think the difference is it happened a little last year too. I think we just weren't running as well as we'd like to. So I think it's just we want to be difficult to defend regardless of how teams are playing us. So if we can keep, staying balanced, that'll be a good thing for us.
Can you just sort of tell people what life was like as a peacemaker when everybody lost the ball and you have to sort of explain, all right, this is what I saw?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, it's a good spot to be in, I'll say. We got a bunch of competitive guys and guys that want to help us win. It's definitely easier when you're winning games, that makes everything easier. But guys know they're going to get touches, they're going to get involved, and we'll be all right.
How do you spend the bye week?
I'm going to go to the Northwestern game, so that'll be good. Go there, see those guys, and hopefully they beat Penn State. So,
when you look back at the tape of the game in the fourth quarter or the red zone struggles, what kind of observations did you have?
Yeah, I think you just got to, if you have – it's the difference in one play, right, or two plays is two touchdowns down there. So when you have opportunities, you got to capitalize on them. And, I can think of a couple plays that we could have turned into points. One time we're on the 1-yard line and we get a ball tipped and we're second and goal from the 15. That kind of stinks. So it's just one or two plays here or there, and when you get those opportunities, you're in the right play. You got to make the most of it.
Is it easier to correct those knowing that – first 2 weeks this was one of the best red zone offenses and you were converting your chances?
Yeah, I think we'll be good. I think we know we can be better there. There's an urgency there for sure, but again, it's four games, right? It's a small sample size, so we're going to get better there. I trust in that, but again, it's only 4 games.
What's the biggest growth you've seen in Benny Fowler this year?
He's been pretty good the whole time I've been here, but he's making the most of his opportunities for sure. He's in great shape. I know he's learned a lot from those two guys in front of him, and we need him to step up because, again, when guys want to give a lot of attention to Demarius and Emmanuel, got to have other guys that can get involved for you.
Last year you guys had a really late bye. This year you have a really early bye.
Sure.
Which one do you
I don't know. It doesn't, somebody was saying because we were in camp, it's the midway point of when we've been here. It doesn't matter to me. I think we're relatively healthy, so it'll be good for guys to kind of stay fresh. I think late in the season, you say, some guys are dinged up and you get a week off then, but, I don't think about it too much.
Because you are healthy, do you have to make a concerted effort to rest this weekend?
Yeah, it's good to get away from it and, take 2-3 days to just watch some other games or just get away from it mentally. So, yeah, it's good for all of us.
Trevor, you had a good thing going with AJ on Sunday. What was your reaction when you found out that he played your position in college?
It was an indictment on the quarterback position. No, I knew that pretty early on. That helps, honestly, being a tight end, and he's got a good feel for the game. And that's when you hear about guys that can see the game through a quarterback's eyes. He kind of gets that, so... he's done a really good job even coming in last year, so lucky to have him for sure.
Do you know what AJ stands for?
No, do not. Do you?
No, I was asking.
No, I don't.
Could you, that mean you could make a one-hander like that if you were out of receiver?
No, not even close.
When you not even do close. Self-scout, what are you personally looking for when you review the last couple
of weeks? A little bit of everything. Physically, fundamentals, all that kind of stuff. Look at all the turnovers, the bad things that happen. Look at the things we've done well. I think the thing about this, it's kind of a small sample size, so you don't want to look too much into anything. But, it's good for all of us.
Are there specific things you personally want to improve on going forward?
I think, it's tough. I mean, it's a small sample size, and we're in the middle of a season, so you're not rebuilding your game or anything. I think just as an offense, we're close to where we want to be, and we're getting better. So, again, it's a good spot to be in.
Trevor, talk a lot about what you want to improve on. What's something that you've been happy with, pleased with from your performance, your individual play?
Yeah, I think you know, I think just as a group, being good on third downs is helping us and helping our defense and helping our team. You know, last week we weren't as good as we wanted to be, but we were in a lot of third and longs, and that stinks. But just being good on third downs and, yeah, I think, again, you know, it's early. I'm thinking back now, but I think we're in a good spot. So hopefully we can keep getting better.
All right. Thanks, Trevor.
I guess. Yep. Good.